Let us start from Daf Chochomet Beis, the bottom of the Yomid. Kriya de Ma'umid Minolam. How do we know that Mitzvah's Kriya is standing? So we see that the Kriya was while he was standing. The Gemara says, if you medayek from the Vayokam, Elama'ato, Va'omad Va'oma, by Chalitze, there it says, Va'omad Va'oma lechafatzti lekachto. Ochenami, so also you'll say that it has to be Bamide. Va'asanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Bein Yoishev, Bein Oimev, Bein Moita. That it's good, even he was sitting. Omalei hosom leksiv vayamoid. There it doesn't say that he should stand. Vayoyma, it would say vayamoid vayoyma. So then it would take, mean that there's a chiyuv to stand. Ochiksiv vayokom vayika. What does Tosfos say? Ela meyato va'omad va'oma hochinami. Mashma va'omad va'oma hayna filo miyushe. So the Gemara means faster that it could be miyushe. V'hod amrinen perik mitzvahs chalitze biti amoidi lechatchile. There it seems that there is an inyan of amide. Shemetzorich amide midarabonon. But al kaponim the posik isn't machayiv amide. So therefore b'diyevet it's good. Miu koshe deva omdu shnei anoshim, the bein an oimid, by Adam, they have to stand. And there it doesn't say, viyamdu anoshim, va omdu. Vishloima deva omad va oma avadi mashma filo miyushe, kamay va omdu vikitshu, ava omad lochud loy mashma hochi. So Tosfos says a beautiful text that, we learned before that omdu bekitshu. So that does not necessarily mean they stood up to get married. Omdu bekitshu means they decided right afterwards to get married. That's the lashon vi omdu. So if it says an action after the vi omdu, so then the va omdu does not mean standing. It means that it was done right afterwards. So that's like va'omad va'omar. You should do it right away. But if it says va'omad alone, so va'omad means yes, it doesn't say what he should do afterwards. So va'omad means that there means you have to stand. Unless the Gemara says that if it says an action afterwards and it says a lashon vayamoid, so then it means that there's a din amida also. Likri Yeshima Umid, Shenema Vayokom Iyot, Vayikram, same posik. So here the Gemara asks a different shayla. Dume Milsi Yeser Tudobit, what's the raya that's a tnai in Mitzvah's Kriya? Maybe Stamazoi, Iyot stood up, but not that's Mechayev. That's a tnai in Mitzvah's Kriya. Dilei teima hocha vayogos es roisha. It says also in the pasuk that he tore out the hair of his head. So hochinami. So you also say that there's a chiyuv to tear out the hair of the head. Sikach kolcha. So kolcha. This was tamaz a milsa yisert that he of did. So it could be the vayokam is also a milsa yisert. Elo mehocho vayokom hamelech vayikra es begodo. It says by David the Melech, so do we assume that it's that's the halacha of kriya is mechayev amida. So the Gemara asks, v'dume milsa yeserta of it? Maybe that's also a milsa yeserta. V'ilay tei mehochi, if you won't say it's a milsa yeserta. Vayishkav arza ochinamim. Rosanye yoshav agabi mito, agabi kisa, agabi yudaini. Gdoila mikulam, this is how it should be said. Gdoila mikulam agabi karke lo yotze yedei chivosoi. The scene taste was pshat in the shakla vetaya of the Gemara. But let us say the way Tosfos learns, but let's explain the Gemara. Tosfos learns pshat that there's a mitzvah of kriyas hamita, that one has to be kriyas for the mita by avelus. Tosfos learns, and that's sufficient. There's no chiyuv to then where should one sit? One can sit on the mita. If one wants to be very frum, he could lay down on the ground. So the Gemara means to say as follows. What is pshat by Yishkav Arza? Of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMita, you don't have to lay on the ground. You could lay on the mita, which is more comfortable than the ground. So what is pshat? So the Gemara says, what is pshat by Yishkav Arza? Is pshat in the Vayishkav Arzo, he did not make Kviyas Hamita? So that can't be, because you're not Yoitze. When Yoshev Agabi Mita, Agabi Kise, Agabi Yudaini, Gedoyla Mikulam, if even you lay down on the Agabi Karkala Yotzi Vechevosai, Shloikiyim Kviyas Hamita, there's a mitzvah being Kaifa the Mita, of turning the Mita upside down. So you can't say pshat Vayishkav Arzo, he did not make Kviyas Hamita. Because it's Mechuyev and Kriyas Hamita. So Al Kolchoch, what do we have to say? That Al Kolchoch, he made Kriyas Hamita. And where did he lay? He laid on the ground. No, that, you don't, that Mechuyev to lay on the ground. So Al Kolchoch, so what's Pshah? It's a mitzvah yaseh, a mitzvah yaseh. The David Melech made Kriyas Hamita and he laid on the ground. So he, so could be that Vayokam is also a mitzvah yaseh. So we're back to the same kasha. Maybe it's a milsa yaserta. Amalei ke'ein arzo. No. That what it says, the yishkav arzo, not that he laid on the ground. No, he laid on the mita. He was laying on the mita. But since when you turn over the mita, so the mita gets much lower, gets close to the earth, so it's ke'ein arzo. So what is the Gemara saying? So Vayishkev Arza means he made Kviyas Hamita. So the Vayishkev Arza is not a Milsa Yeserta. So Meichi Taisi that the Vayokam is a Milsa Yeserta. So it's not a Milsa Yeserta. And Memele, so we learn from here that there's a Din Kime Bishas Mitzvahs Kriya. Now before we see Rashi, let us see Taisvahs, and then we'll see that Rashi is different than Taisvahs. Di Leitei Mahochi Vayishkev Arza. So Vachsach Mir, Taisvis is going on the Maskonas HaGemorah. So what the Bechulu? So what is the Maskonas HaGemorah? The Maskonas HaGemorah is that Ke'en Arzo, that means he made Kriyas Hamita. That's the Maskonas HaGemorah. So Taisvis says, so what are you telling me? That Vayishkev Arzo means Kriyas Hamita. So Taisvis asks, Avol Gav de Vishochav Arzo, Siv Nami Eitzel Hayelad de Basheva. There it says also by David the Melech Veshochav Arzo, Afagav de Loigabi Meis Ksiv Ella Al Benoi. So Taisva says, if you're translating Veshochav Arzo means Kviyas Hamita, that's how you're translating it. So what are you going to do by the son of Basheva? There it says also Veshochav Arzo, and then he was still alive, he wasn't dead. Vishamo Hoyil Vanovi Omaloi Mois Yomus. The Novi said that he's going to die. Hareyu Kemais. So he's like, if the Novi said he's going to die, Hareyu Kemais. Ba'aval pi shispalol olov sheyichye. Ay, he's mispalol sheyichye. That's a din and tefillah. Maybe it's a tefillah that should be Chiyas Hameisim, or Tzvila, there's a different say, Dava B'Shecher, Chadam Menachas Al Tzabori Shalodom, just like by Chizkiyo HaMelech, Yeshaya Novi told them that he's going to die, and he wasn't daunted from it. That's a Seder in Tzvila, but Legabi, Kviyas Hamita, he already was Noi Kviyas Hamita. Very interesting Taisvus over here, that in actions, if the Novi said he's going to die, he was Negevedi Hilchus Havelis. The Matzevus Moshe asks Amoyra de Kekasha and Taisvus. Afilu, you assume he's dead. But there's no Din Havelis before the Kvura.
So what is Pshat and Taisvus? Taisvus is a Tfiyas Amitah, the Navi said. But he's not buried yet. He's dead. Good. There's no hopes. He's dead. Tvila Kedav Shabi. Mayrdike Kashan Taisvus. But Kaponim, that's what Taisvus answers. Taisvus answers that there David was taken Noyik, Tfiyas Amitah, because of the Nevu of the Navi. Fafa Pishi Spalol Olof Sheyichia. Inyan ze oma be Yerushalmi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shayedeye she'osed liyos mabul, hayim isabul aloy lomoy, kaidem ha-mabul. So we see there's also a b'china, there's an inyan of avelus before it occurred, if there's a yediyah that it will occur. Obetaisvis harav hikshe, ki hasugye mishune. Taisvitz asks that the sugya is a machine de kisugya, it doesn't flow. Betchila oma milsi yisel to Ovid. First the Gemara says, Haki bin Gerai from David HaMelech. It's a milsi yisel to Ovid. Dilei taima ochi. So what is pshat? It says vayishkev arzo. So what does the Gemara mean to say? That vayishkev arzo is a milsi yisel to Ovid. Then all of a sudden, v'hod ha-makshet v'yotzi yidei chibos, then the Gemara says he's not yotze. The whole Gemara doesn't flow. It starts off saying it's a milsi yisert, and then the Gemara says that he's not yotze in Gansen. From a milsi yisert, it became he's not yotze. Then the Gemara said, he made tviyas amite. The whole Gemara doesn't flow. V'nira li v'hochi pirush. Milsi yisert. The Gemara says it's a milsi yisert. V'hochi nami kofi mitosei. Mistame he zicha made kviyas amite, v'shocha v'gabi karke. But he wasn't shoyche v'andamit, v'shocha v'gabi karke. V'in kain, oved milsi yeserta. D'leke l'meime v'shocha v'hayne kviyas amite. His kviyas amite was his shchiva v'gabi karke. D'ole yotzi deche vosei, mi kviyas amite. Samazai shchiva al horet, that's not kviyas amite. So Al-Kochach, you have to say that he made Kviyas Amit, and he did a Milsi Yisaelta, that Shochav Agabi Karka. Amalekah Ains, he said, no, it's not B'Shochav Agabi Karka, but Shochav Agabi Mita Taka. V'Lekah Shem Yito, there was no Milsi Yisaelta. How do you know? V'Nechel Elishnu Yehochim, Eloi Meshayim Milsi Yisaelta, Lachiyach Kriya Mikviyas Amit. Okay? The Gemara, if you'll tell me that he didn't milsi yisert, so then I have no raya that mitzvah's kriya needs amida. So therefore the Gemara wants to say, so it's better to say that the v'yishkav arzo is means he made ke'ein oretz, and it's kriyas, he made kriyas amida. So we don't see any milsi yisert in the anhoge of David HaMelech. So then we can say that Vayokam is also a Tanai that it has to be Bamida. This is how Taisvus learns Pshat in the Gemara. Udaini Machteshes Gedoilom. Mikulam Omru, the biggest Chiddush they said, Afilu Yoshna Gabi Karke, Lo Yotso, Ache Yichpe Mitosoi V'yoshav Oleho. Now we see Rashi is chaylik on Taisvus. Rashi says klo that the mitzvah of kviyas hamita is you have to be koyfer the mita and be shoychev al gabi hamita. That's what Rashi says. Taisvus says klo nitazay. Taisvus says the mitzvah of kviyas hamita you have to be koyfer the mita. You don't have to do bedafke to sit on the mita. You could sit on the ground. Maybe that's milsi yiserta. Rashi says klo, not like that. Rashi says that the mitzvah of kviyas amita is that you have to sit on the mita. Let's just learn the next Rashi and we'll go back to the Gemara. Is kain arza kloime shekofa mitose v'yoshev aleho loilom kriya bume. So now we have a problem according to Rashi. And the Ritva asks this kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam also holds like Rashi that the mitzvah of kviyas hamita is you have to be koy for the mita and you have to be yoshan al gabe hamita. So now let's see how the Gemara, we have a problem in the Gemara. So how does the Gemara go? The Gemara says, ובדומה מלסי יסרת עובד, מייבי דירה מלסי יסרת, ואי לא יתאים מהוכי, if you won't say like that, וישכב ארצו, if you תרה מלסי יסרת, it says וישכב ארצו, and you're not yoitze, so how does that go? The Gemara starts off, it's a milsa yeserte, and the Gemara brings that you're not yoitz. If you lay on the karka, you have to lay on the mita. So how does it, it's not a milsa yeserte, he did the wrong thing. The Ritva says it's a milsa betirte, he did less than he's supposed to do, not a milsa yeserte. So I saw the Ramban, in Teres HaOdom, also, ask this kasha. The Ramban says pshat as follows. The Gemara means to say as follows. The Gemara means to say, Dilma milsa yaser to David. So the milsa yaser to the Gemara means not that he was Mekayim Kriya Samita. No, while he was standing, Shoya that means that wasn't that what was Vayishkav Arzo is not, that's not the Shchive. The Shchive he was on the Mita. But Vayishkav Arzo means Toya Misnapel Al Gabi Kalke Machmasa. That means, so it's not speaking about Bishas Shchive. It means he was rolling in the earth Machmasa. So the Gemara says, so that's a milsa yaserta. The Gemara says, you have to say it's a milsa yaserta, because if you say this is kviyas amita, you're not yoitza kviyas amita, if you're not lying on Gabi the mita. So al kolchoch, that's pshat, vayishka vats, is a milsa yaserta. He was tamazay rolling in the ground from tzah. So the Gemara says, no, vayishka vats means kviyas amita, and altsa is lavdavke, altsa means somachlo. That's how the Rambam for emphasis the Rambam and who had been according to Rashi. Tana Rabbon, Eilu Dvorim Sha'ovol Osa Behem. Osa B'Meloche U'Bechitze U'Besiche U'Betash Mishamite U'Benilas Hasando U'Osa Likrais B'Toyre U'Benevim U'Beksuvim U'Lishnais B'Mishne B'Medrish U'Behaloches ובהשס ובהגודס. אם היו רבים צריכים לוי, אין אי נמנע. But if it's רבים צריכים לוי, then he learns. I need him. ומייסה ומייס בנוי שרבי יויסי בציפוירי. ונכנס לבייס המדרש בדורש כל היום כולוי. ואז רבים צריכים לוי, סוידה של דהול די. Rabbi Barbachone Isre Be Milse Nebuch, he became an oval. Sova de le lemepak le pirke. So he thought he's not going to go and say a shir. Oma le rabchanine, im hoye rabim tzrichem loy eine nimna. To say eine nimna. No, so he has to say a shir. Sova look, me amoyri alay. So he thought he'll have a meturgimen. That means, bizmaneyem, he didn't have a microphone, and the Rosh Hashiva used to say the Shir, and there was a Turgimen that used to shout out loud what was being said, and explained what was being said. So he thought, no, if Rabim Tzrichelo will make Mamish the same Seder like we make by every Shir. So he wanted to be Mamed at Turgimen. Omer LeRav Tanya Bavach Lo Yami Turgimen. No, a Turgimen they're not allowed to have. Why not? So the Shlomo ben Yosem says that you should shenire she'ein lo shum evil. That means it will be mamish like it is every time. So we have to make a shinoi. You can't. That we can't do. Ella heichavit. So what do you do? Ki hodesanye. Meise und Meis benoi scho Rabbi Yehuda Bariloi. Benichnas lebeis hamedrisch. Benichnas Rab Hananje ben Akavie. Vyosha vetsidoi. Veloch ashu le Rab Hananje ben Akavie. Abchananje ben Akavye, Leturgemen, Leturgemen ishmi elarab. So that already is a psashino in the oifen, the way the shir is given, that already, so that's sufficient, so we know that there was an evil. Let us see, Rashi, Sove lukmi amayir elay Turgemen. Agav Uche is a very interesting aloche, the Machlokes, the Shach and Taz, the Oruch HaShulchan bin Zan, the Machlokes, there's a Melamed Dardiki, is a kindergarten Rebbe, and he's very good with the Kinderlach, and if there's going to be a substitute, it won't be the same. But he knows how to take care of his Talmidim. So the Shach says, Afilu Yom Rishon, he goes to Cheder. It's Rabim Tzrichim Loi. And the Taz says, after the third day. And the Oruch HaShulchan says that a person who's Soimach on the Shach is Loi Hifsit. Amoyre de Kezach, there's a din of Rabim Tzrichim Loi. Bachs me the Shilti Geboirim brings down if someone is a Baal Tvile and there's no other Baal Tvile equivalent to him. Some are Mela, so he babins also. Some are Yamun Neroim or Yontef, it's Rabim Tzrichim Loi. Let us see Taisvis. Eilu Dvorim Sha'ovul Osa Behen. Here we're speaking about, it seems there's mitzvah sheba ovel, and there's isurim sheba ovel. Hoche leichoshiv dvorim shemetzuva alayim, kigoyin kviyas amite, batifas harosh, these are mitzvah sheba ovel. Leichoshiv elo mili da'osa behem. It's also malache, chitze, siche. Yeah. Tfilin Ushay Lasholim Lechoshit. So why doesn't he speak about Tfilin and Shay Lasholim? The Ainza Kol Yemei HaEvil. That's not all 7 days. And here he means Eilud Vom Shavu Osaba means all 7 days. Tidom Alekama. Tachboises Lechoshit. What's about Kibbutz? Kibbutz is also on the Shiva. So Taisva says, Dahave Bechlau Rechitze. Says Rechitze, so Tachboises is Bechlau Rechitze. Af al gav de la'el maisi trei kroi Rechitze u Tachboises. Even though before the Gemara brought two psukim for Rechitze and Tachboises, but here the Tane brings says Rechitz, and I can figure out Tachboises. I'd like to perhaps elaborate 2 minutes on what Taisha says over here. There's a Gemara on Daf Tezvova Med Aleph. The Gemara says, Ovel also betachboises. How do we know? It says, he told the woman she should hisabli no, believe she know big day evil. He told her she should wear big day evil. Big day evil is begodim mechu'orim, begodim that were not washed. So we see that an oval wears begodim she'ina mechubos. That's a Gemara d'after Zvova Medalot. The Gemara d'after Zvova Medbeis says oval also berchitze. An oval is also berchitze. Tachsiv Alto Suchi Shemen. Now this is the same posik. He told her, Livshi no big day evil, Alto Suchi Shemen. So he told her she shouldn't be Soch b'shemen. And the Gemara says, and the Rechitze Bechlal Siche. So it's very interesting. The posik mentions Siche and Kibbutz. So there's two limudim. There's a posik on Siche, a posik on Kibbutz. And Rechitze, we learn now, Rechitze Bechlal Siche. And this Bereise mentions Rechitze and Siche, and it doesn't mention Kibbutz, and we can figure it out by ourselves. that kibbutz is bechlal rechitze. It's like very modne. But I think pshat is as follows. The pasuk does not mention rechitze. The pasuk speaks about kibbutz and siche. And l'cheira, between you and me, there's no connection whatsoever between kibbutz and siche. They're two distinct isurim. There's the isur of siche, which is a psatainot, there's kibbutz begodim. They're two different things. We don't know rechitze. So the Gemara says, rechitze bechlal siche. So the Rishash brings down a Gemara in Yume. There's a kefal aloshen of siche, so we learn out the kefal aloshen that comes to be marba rechitze. So we learn whenever it says siche, it comes to include rechitze also. Rechitze is not siche. Rechitze is one gets refreshed when he washes himself. That's not siche. But we learn out from a ribui whenever it says siche, so we learn a ribui that rechitze is the same aloha. So whenever siche is permissible, rechitze is permissible. Wherever siche is also, rechitze is also. But that's a limud. So it could be, that's what Tosfos is saying. The pasuk did not mention rechitze. So the pasuk had mentioned two isum. There's an issa of siche. There's an issa of kibbutz. These are two different dinim. You can't learn out kibbutz from siche. Lemaise, now we know from this pasuk that rechitze is also, because we have a klal. Whenever siche is also, rechitze is also. So that's what Tosfos is saying. So if it tells us that rechitze is also, so rechitze is a pool of refreshing oneself. So begodim mechubasim is also such a type of a pool of wearing fresh begodim. So Taisa says, so if the Tanna told us that rechitze is also, we can figure out ourselves that kibbutz is also. Avolhani deloy noyigim kol ha-shavua loy abo. Again, tzilin and sheila sholem, which is not noyig kol ha-shavua. So that therefore does not go into this baraisa. Lafuki mi perish horoshe perish, sherabenu shmuel, hoyomate, lo over, lasis meloche, ache gemuyam. Rashbam said pshat na gemara and chafala from it base, that the whole isa meloche is the first 3 days. After the 3 days, you're allowed to do meloche betzine. So according to the Rashbam, we can't say the Shtik Torah. They say the Kasha. Why didn't the Tanna mention Tfilin and Sheila Sholem? So Tosfos answered, because all Barais is speaking about Dvorim Asurim Kol Shiva. But if it mentions Meloche, according to the Rashbam, Meloche is only us in the first 3 days. And Vachal Pika and the Barais mentions it. So we're back to Tosfos Kasha. Why didn't he mention Tfilin and Sheila Sholem? Uma she'ein noigim ato lasis atifas harosh akfiyas hamita. Why don't we make atifas harosh? Samchinin ahodam rinim b'Yerushalmi achsanoi ein echayv v'kfiyas hamita. And kfiyas hamita says an achsanoi is not machayv to turn over the mita. Doi leimron charashu. That he's in a strange house, and he goes and turns over the bed, so they'll say, Perish Mechashev, they'll say he's a Mechashev. And, Chmoikein Onu Bein Anochim. So we're between Goyim, that's all you need to do, turn over the bed, and the Goyim will be toilet that it's Kishev. Yesh Beinenu, Avodim, Meshvoches, and they'll start talking, you turned over the bed. So, therefore, it is not, that's how we did this minig, this mitzvah of kviyas hamita. Our novel is not mekayim, is my name. Boy dishlitin tam kviyas hamita lefisha mita shalonu kachi chayon lishke benachas mitzadze kamei mitzadze. He'll turn over our mitzvahs so they're the same way. Veini keres hakviyah diyeslam dalut kundesim milamayla kein raglayim. That means, Bizman Chazal, Ruina Lakam and Dagish ain't Sorech Lachafais. Bizman Chazal, there was nothing coming up from the bed. So, Mamele, you turned over the bed, so the bed rested on the ground. So then that was Kviyas Hamita. But in the beds that the Bali Taisa said, there were four poles coming out from the bed. So memela, you'll turn over the bed, so the bed, so the pose will be like legs. So maita, so what did you accomplish? So what's the, is it putting it on these legs or these legs? You're not accomplishing anything by kriyas hamita. That means the bed will be the same matzah before the raglayim or the legs. Now the condition will be the legs. So that's not kriyas hamita. So therefore we don't have it. Ba'oid yeshlita in tam ba'tifes aroish. Now why aren't we knowing ba'tifes aroish? Shloihoye maybe kimli deit schoik inyan atifes ishmeilam. That means if we walk around in the, from this manatesus, we'll start walking like the ishmeilam are amisatev, so we'll bring schoik, but the whole thing will be a joke, it'll make, bring ridicule, so that's why we're not knowing batifes harosh. Afal pikein, the Ramah says that even though we don't have the mitzvah batifes harosh, one should wear the hat over the eyes. Ramah batifes harosh, and the Orach HaShulchan says that he holds midine that one is mechuyev to wear a hat kol shivit, not a yalmike, al kaponim al batifes harosh. That means that remains by us. But also likrois batayra. Bechubis Rabbeinu Yitzchok Zekeini kosav. Ki Rabbeinu Yaakov hoya oiser bimei evloi beiyuv ubekinis ubedvorim haroim shebeirmi. Rabbeinu Tamet said that an oval is not permitted to learn dvorim haroim. Midloitonilei bishmaiten. Because it doesn't say by us it says the Baraisa also likes the Torah and the Vimiksuvim, period. It says everything and it doesn't mention any Hetra. K'moites ba'ov shilei tainis. By Tisha B'Av it says, but he's permitted to learn Dvorim Aroyim. So the Benetam asked, B'mezik nusay chosel v'hita. But B'mezik nusay he was matter. B'rishalmi obal, B'rishalmi it says, by an oval, avu shoyne b'mokim she'ene rogu. He should learn in a mokim who is not accustomed to learning. Such a learning is difficult, not misameach. Is mashme, if the Yerushalmi says, is mashme she'shoyne k'moy b'tes b'ov. So it seems he learns the same that he learned like Tisha B'Av, she'ene peg bascha de tainis. Avol kairei b'mokim she'ene rogel. Avol kairei. It says in Tisha B'Av, avol kairei b'mokim she'ene rogel. So it seems that an oval has the same halachas like Tisha B'Av taki, because by Tisha B'Av says kairei b'mokim she'ene rogel, and here the Yerushalmi says she'ene b'mokim she'ene rogel. And there it says, Kol mitzvahs hanoyegis be'ovul noyegis betes be'ov. Ve'osa likres be'teir. Avol koirei be'mokim she'ne rogol. Then it says further, Ve'koirei be'iyo ve'kinis. So mashma lo'choire, the ovul betes be'ov shodum, ki the komar be'yushalm. They're the same. But then Taisvah says, could be, there's no raya from the Yerushalmi. Umiyu avur shoyne b'mokim shayne rogu mashmet toho davke shori. Fakert, by Tisha B'Av it says everything. Kairi b'mokim shayne rogu v'kairi b'yivikines. If the Yerushalmi only says shoyne b'mokim shayne rogu, it would seem that's it. That he's not permitted to learn anything else. Mashmet toho davke shori. V'loi b'iyu u'bekines Rabbi Yitzchok brought another raya that Dvorim Aroyim is also. Midekomalel also b'divrei Torah shenema heonek doim. The Gemara darshins doim means shtike. He should be quiet. Umashmaker, it would seem he should be quiet. He's not to learn anything. Ain't nearly raya. Lekoma elo midavar hamesamchay. It means quiet from a davar mesamchay. Davar betaynis b'shem shenema b'kudi Hashem yisharim mesamchay leiv. Teda de kulu lavdavki, you can't say that he's also to learn everything. The kama also betfilin, shenema pechacha v'shalecha, veini also kol yimei evloi, he's not also to kol yimei evloi, so when it says also, does not necessarily have to be kailu the whole zman avelus. So hu adim, when it says also bedivrei Torah, it does not necessarily mean that it's kailu all divrei Torah. So the Rai of Rabbeinu Yitzchok, we can be matre. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbono. Ovel gimel yomim harishoinim also laniach tefillin. Vishlishi veilach, but from the third day and further, ushlishi bechlal, and the third day alone also has this heta of shlishi veilach, muta lo niyach tfilin. And he's muta lo niyach tfilin. Vimbo ponim chadoshes, what if ponim chadoshes came? The third day. Ein echaylitz, he doesn't take off the tfilin. Divrei Rabbeleza. That is Hirashi. Ushlishi bechlal. Muta laniach tefillin. He said, Mishlishi ve'eilach dezaheta laniach tefillin. Ushlishi bechlal. The muta laniach tefillin. Ikaravelis ain't the elo beis yomim. The Ikaravelis is only 2 days. That's what Rabbeleza holds. So the third day you can lake tefillin. Bimbo ponim chadoshes b'yem gimel, afilohochi einei chaylitz tefillin. It's not chaylitz tefillin. So what's the chiddush? Ponim chadoshes came, it's not chaylitz. Why should it be chaylitz? Avol gav the ikel meichesh dulma omri b'shnei yomim arishoinim nami hiniach tefillin. They'll say the first 2 days he also liked tefillin. Now, L'cheire Rashi is very difficult to understand. Samod Nechshad. The third day, he's chayiv b'tfilin. We'll see later the limudim. The third day, he's chayiv b'tfilin. But Rashi says it's a sfora to say, but if people will come and see he's wearing tfilin, ponim chadoshes, I didn't see him yet, they'll see that he's coming to wear tfilin. So they'll say that the first 2 days he also didn't like tefillin. I mean, why should they say something? The third day is mechuyev betefillin. So see him wearing tefillin, they'll say the first 2 days he also didn't wear tefillin. He also wore tefillin. I mean, it's very difficult. Rashi in the Ksav Yad, the Meiri says a different pshat. We'll understand, can understand a little better that Panim Chadoshes will come, and they won't know what day he is. They don't know anything. They come, they see all of a sudden that he's sitting Shiva. So they won't know that it's the third day. It's also very modern. So there's a svar, we'll see later, the Machlekes Tanoim in the whole sukkah. There's a svar, she take off the tefillin. To show them, that he won't wear tefillin when you're not allowed to wear tefillin. And Rabbi Lezer says, it doesn't have to be chaylitz the third day. And the Miri says, Mistama, they'll find out I don't know if they'll ask him, but they'll find out which day it is. But perhaps later we'll be able to, perhaps in Rashi we could say, it's a Mirdik Mahalach, later, later, Baruch Hashem, I found that they bring down from Barash Sirilyov on Reish Perikimel the Broches says this pshat. I wanted to say it could be pshat is in Gansen Andrush. What is the inyan of Ponim Chadoshes? We find Ponim Chadoshes by two inyonim. By a Sheva Broches is upon him Chadoshes, and by an Obol is upon him Chadoshes. When it's upon him Chadoshes, you make Sheva Broches. There's no ponim chadoshes. You don't make sheva brochus. What's pshat? So dach sachmir that the inyan of ponim chadoshes by a sheva brochus is it's anoshim shuvim yemarbim b'shvilom. So be'emesin it becomes like this everything. B'shas tachidish the simcha is great. As the days pass by, it webs out a little bit. Ponim chadoshes comes. We're making a new simcha for them, so it's chayzer v'niyor the chasen already. So ma'alochem u'bayim chasen. So we have a new chasen. Ponim chadoshes ma'alav v'simcha b'shvil. So it's we're back to the yom rishon. So we make sheva brachas. It's like the yom chasun osay. That could be that thing of ponim chadoshes by sheva brachas. The same thing ponim chadoshes by avelas achmon and etzlon. Not nebuch atzara kurt. So the first days is nebuch bitter, but as the days pass by, one gets accustomed to the tzor. Someone who wasn't here the whole time, he comes, so it becomes chayzer v'nir, the yom rishon again. Now we start talking over again who the mace was and what the veda was, and becomes chayzer v'nir. So it's a yom rishon already. So I saw the Rash Sirilioi says as follows. There's a svore to be chaylitz the tefillin, b'bnei shem misoyre lepri, again misoyre lepri, umisaper miuroisov ushvochov shalmeis, you start reliving already about the meis, is domilele yoyma, so it's the first day already. So it's the first day. So now perhaps, this is Pshat and Rashi. Pshat and Rashi, they'll see that it's the third day, he's wearing tefillin. So there's a svara to say, Shimbo upon the Chadoshes begimel, Rashi says this, Ava Gabdi Kermech, Zulma Omri, Bishne Yomim Rishonim Nami Yenir Tefillin. That means, the crying away, the sobbing away, it's mamish, it's the tefillin. So Mamele, if he can wear tefillin now, some of the first of the days he also wore tefillin. Because Panam Chadoshes is always a chayzer v'niyah from the first 2 days. So I would think they'd be chayshit him. It's for the third day. Panam Chadoshes is a ke'ilov, it's for the third day. But there'd be a mokim lachshed already. So Mamele, so he said they're not chayzer. That's Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says, the first 2 days is also betfillin, the third day, we'll see this in the mixes of Yom Kikuloi, that the beginning of the third day shouldn't wear tefillin, the rest of the day, third day, he could wear tefillin, and upon him chadoshes come, ein echaylos. Divrei Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua oimer, ovel beiz yomim harishoinim, not 3 days, the first 2 days also laniach tefillin. Misheini, Visheini, Bechlaam, Mutal, and Yechtzul. The second day is permitted to wear tefillin already. Bimbo ponim chadoshes, and he holds. Bimbo ponim chadoshes, the second day, chaylet, so yechaylet's already. He does hold of this chshad, of this gzeire. So therefore he has to take off the tefillin when the ponim chadoshes come. Omer Rav Masne. Now, Gavucha, I just had a shtickle ha'ore. I mean, Lamaise in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Lamed Zayin, Sif Beis, in Erechaim, it says, by the mitzvah of tefillin, mitzvoson liyois olov kol hayoyim. The mitzvah of tefillin is to wear tefillin the whole day. Ha'mebnei, shetzrichen gufnoki, v'lo yisich date mehem, nogu, so the minik ha'olam is we only wear it, b'shas krishma, b'shas tefillin. But, that's not mitzvosan. The Bir Halacha is a whole arichas, what's pshat in the mitzvosan, so he brings down a lot of poiske mitzvosan means minatayre. Minatayre, you're mechuyif to wear tefillin the whole day. Or mit Rabban Yisir, you're mechuyif to wear tefillin the whole day. A person can't. We can't. A gufnoki, a sechadas. Bizman, chazal, they wore tefillin the whole day. We have a whole gemaros and brochas. They came to the Suda, the Beisakis. I mean, they were wearing tefillin the whole day. Afalpi came, I mean, we hear this a din they were chaylitz the tefillin al tzachshat. Here, Rabbi Yeshua holds al tzachshat. People come, they'll be choishet in whatever the chshad might be. So even though there's a mitzvah d'yeraise, but it's a meredekalimad over here. It's v'yisem nekiyem Hashem v'yisrael. People will start talking. Take off the tefillin. Be mevatel the mitzvah. The people shouldn't be choished you. Now the Gemara is going to explain what's bechlal the machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Omar Abbas, my time with Rabbi Lezer, Tersi vayitomu yemei bechi evil Moshe. So you see that the yemei, this yemei evil, at least two days of evil. Omar Rabina, my time with Rabbi Yeshua, Tersi vachiso ki yoimar. That it's a yoima one day. Rabbi Yeshua nami yoksi vayitomo yemei amaloch. Yeah, shani Moshe the tokif evli. Moshe Rabbeinu was tokif evli. So memele. So that's why. That's why there were 2 days, but by normal avails it's only one day. Rabbi Lezer nami yoksi vachisa ki yoima. He says, yeah, Ike Merire, Chad Yoim, that's right, Ike Merire says one day, but Yavelis is 2 days. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yeshua Imer, Dika Belis, Ein Elo Yemech, Vimbo upon him Chadoshis, Vim Sheini, Chaylet Tzil, Yechaylet Tzil. My time with the Rabbi Lezer, the Savi Kabelis, Neyom, Tersi vayitomu yemei. The mashme beis yomim. Ike merire yemechot avol avelis beis yomim. So now we have here machlokes Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. Omar ule haloche ki Rabbi Lezer b'chalitze. Now what, by the third day, if haponim chadoshis comes, you don't take off the tefillah. The second day you put on tefillin already. So the Gemara says, Iboy lehu. What's the din b'sheini le'ula? What is the din the second day, according to Ula? The paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, that you put on tefillin. What's the din by ponim chadoshes the second day? Choyleitz hayeine choyleitz. Toshma omer Ula, choyleitz. When ponim chadoshes comes, he takes it off. When they leave, he puts it back on again. Another ponim chadoshes comes, he takes it off again. I feel a meyer pomi. Tanya na mihochi. Yehuda ben Tema oime choyleitz umeiniach. I feel a meyer pomi. Rava omar kivin sheiniach shuv einei choyleitz. Rava is choylek and Ule, and Rove says that the second day you put it on, your ponim chadoshes, nit ponim chadoshes, you keep it on. Let us see Rashi. B'sheini l'ule choyleitz. Na'alochi k'abalosa b'chlitze. She'im bo ponim chadoshes b'gimel eine choyleitz. Ba'alochi k'rabi Yeshua b'hanochid b'sheini mutal aniach tefillin. B'sheini l'ula choylet. B'shlishi koma alochi k'rabalos. Adoma eine choylet. And the third day he said, eine choylet. Abo b'sheini lo yedane choylet. So that was the shayla according to Ula. Choylet, o miniach b'sheini filo mei apomim b'yoyim. Chibo aponim chadoshes, choylet. Chilek aponim chadoshes, miniach. Rabbi Omar kivin sheminiach b'sheini shuv einei choylet l'ponim chadoshes. Before we go further in the Gemara, let us see Tosfos. Mishlishi ve'eilech, ushlishi chashvinen miktosei kekula, midarabono, this already is a darabono de kedin, this third day, dolemaisi kroelu l'shnei yomim. Tersi vayitomu yemei b'chi evil Moshe. So yemei is 2 days. Haro. Vahai vayitomu b'tfilin. V'chein v'chise ki yoyma tvei mikol shamili. He says, how would they mekasher these psukim to tfilin? V'chise ki yoyma vayitomu. V'chol shor שהוא מר נפש מסעילו באופו, ואין זה פר, so it's not tilling or a pair, when one is מסעילו באופו, that is not a זמן to be מפויר, to wear a pair, כפרש בקונטס בקסוביס, ריבו, ובטס באור, היועים הרב יצרוק, זקייני דשורי, כמוי בשלישי דשורי. A very interesting thesis. Now, thesis close our shayla. If one is, the yisod of the iser tefillin is because if it's misoilo ba'ofo ein zepeir, so now thesis had a shayla, what the din with Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is also misoilo ba'ofo. So thesis says, no, Tisha B'Av is a din like him shlishi. Like the din shlishi of Avelis, it's not Yutasmin says Avelis Yeshona. Al Kaponim said it is in like Yem Shlishi of Avelis. Yem Shlishi of Avelis is then one is permitted to wear tefillin. Chaylitz umeiniach afilu meya pa'amim. Perish Chaylitz beponim chadoshes umeiniach kisheyelchu v'chein kol sho sheyelchu meya pa'amim b'yoyim. Yipotan V'taymei, now what is the reason of Ula, that Ula was machmer b'yom shein? Mishum bein l'Rab Elazar, bein l'Rab Yeshua, b'ponim chadoshes osa. The Mitzvah says like this, Ula went with the cheshbon. Rab Elazar holds chlal, that you're not allowed to be meniach b'yom sheini. So, chlal you're not allowed to be meniach. According to Rabbi Yeshua, that you're allowed to be meniach, but Rabbi Yeshua holds you have to be chaylitz uponim chadoshes. So by ponim chadoshes, he doesn't have one panit that will say you're allowed to be wearing tefillin. That was his chesh. Bein Rabbi Lezer, bein Yeshua, uponim, akuponim, uponim chadoshes, also. Le Rabbi Lezer, so there's the afilu, so the Rashash takes the afilu and puts it here. Le Rabbi Lezer, afilu lo niach also. The second thing. Ula Rabbi Yeshua, chaylitz al kaponim on this ponim chadoshes. So memele. So therefore, Ula held that the second day al kaponim del zicha be yedin chaylitz. So he's paskening according to everyone. And Rav said that kivin sheiniach shubayni chaylitz. So the Gemara asks, v'rovu da'oma alochi kitana didon. The Omar Shloisha, Rabbi Paskin, that there's one Tana that holds that you have to be mixed, that the Iker Avelis is the first 3 days. And Rabbi Paskin, La Loche, if he was Kaifa Mitosi the first 3 days, so then the regal is Mevatel, the Shiva. If he wasn't Mekayim 3 days, so then the regal is not Mevatel, the Shiva. So Rabbi holds the Iker Avelis is 3 days. And here he says the second day already is meniach beni chaylitz. Let us look in Rashi. Omar rove leel bekviyas hamita halochi ketana didon da omar gimel yomim ikar habeilis. The ikar habeilis is gimel yomim. And there won't be a din of bitul habeilis if he wasn't mekayim the habeilis of gimel yomim. Hochinami niboy gimel yomim. Gimel yomim shaloi lo niyach tefillin. So fakir, the Gemara says, Rove l'shitos, he should be the biggest machma. He has a tana that holds that the Iker Avelis is gimel yomim, so according to him, you should not be permitted to wear tefillin all 3 days. And he says, and he's the biggest makel, he says the second day, kivin sheniach, ein echaylis. So the Gemara answers, mitzvah shani. Kloima, hoyel u mitzvah laniach tefillin, motzi laniach la'alta b'sheini. That means the dini avelis, that the dini avelis is something else, about that the ikar avelis says there has to be a niach of 3 days avelis al kaponim kviyas hamita, but to be mafkia mitzvah, that he doesn't hold. Tano Rabbono, Ovo Gimel Yomim HaRishonim Oso B'Moloche, is also be meloch. Afilu oni am espalnes min atzdok. Mikan ve'eilech, after the 3 days, oise betzine besech beisoi, ve'isha tovo befelech besech beisoi. Rashi, isha aveila tovo befelech. Let us see Tosfos. Mikan ve'eilech, oise betzine betech beisoi. Perish betosfos orav. Now this Gemara is very misleading. We'd learn the Gemara, so the Gemara would seem to say that the Gimel Yom Hashanim is also be Meloche. Mikan ve'eilech, after the 3 days, he does Betzinah. And that's how we had the Rashbam, learned that that's Pshat in the Bereis. This Meloche is only for 3 days. Perish betais v'sarav, no. The 3 days, that after 3 days, mutra Meloche v'mespanis min atzdoke koi. Ochimash me'le'el, the koma le'el, we learned Hakayva Meisai Beis Yomim Kaidem Aregel, Moine Hayomim Achal Regel, Umelachtoi, after the regel, this is the last 5 days, Nasa Zayde Achere, Mashm Dovel Osa Kozain, Sisian Ovel is Osa Kozain, Vosum Nami Leisharin Laatsme Shayse Meloch, when I'm out of him to do anything, Acherem. Wachinami tanya b'meseches moches, ovo kol zayim yomim osa basiz meloche, hu obonov obnoisov avodov shibchoisov behem toim. Kishem shu osa lasi sloi, kachachem asum lasi sloi. Perish, chutz mizeisov afuchim ameleches obed. Meleches obed, then is, we do for him. Yem gimel ve'iloch, now it says weiter in Mesechtes Moches, oise meloche, davke b'mishe mispanis min atzdoke, so it says klor, that the hetem e gimel ve'iloch is mishe mispanis min atzdoke, u betzine, avol omru chachomim tovi me'eire l'shchenov, that they let him do meloch and they don't support it. Bakaporo oimer, af b'shlishi, lo yase. Kach evi b'teis v'sarav. B'lochay renire v'kiven di yalfinen mivafachtich hageichem le'evil ma'chag zayin linye melocha ayri. And forget, so this is wants to say b'lochay renire, like this mahalach, because this is perish b'teis v'sarab. Then the teis is the, then he brought a set of pshat, he brought a raya. And then he brought a raya from Masechtas Moches. And now teis says, b'lochay renire, I also would like that, the kivin the yafin, and teis means that another raya, the kivin the yafin, and mevafachtich hageichem label, Machag Zayin, Linya Meloch Ayri. So you see, called the Issa Meloch is 7 days. Gam Harom is Supik. Agmo Dilmoni Davke Koi. Avo B'Shem Rabbeinu Shmuel Omar. B'chol Aveilam Koi Midlektoni Mikan Ve'elach Oysa Oni B'Tzine. B'Loike De Frishis. That's the Shittas Rabbeinu Shmuel.